Carl Valeri with the Stuck Mike Avcast reporting for Sun and Fun Radio. And right now I'm standing on the runway right near the numbers, runway 5 in Lakeland, looking at this Lockheed, beautiful Lockheed. And it's named Amelia, and I'm with Joe Shepherd. Joe, whose airplane is this?
This is Joe Shepherd. This is my airplane.
Wow, this is awesome. And it is beautifully restored. Now, you said there's something unique about this aircraft. This is in...
It's a 1936 Lockheed. It turned 76 years old last December, and we're real proud that it's here at Sun and Fun this year.
Yeah, I tell you, if you have a camera, you need to come over here because this is beautifully restored. And with the sunlight and all the clouds reflecting off this beautiful silver aircraft, it would just be a wonderful shot for anybody. Now, how long have you had this plane and you restored it?
Yeah, I found this Lockheed and Trader plane in a 1988 issue, and the ad said, "In trades encouraged for a Cessna 195." I had a 195. Called the guy on the phone, flew to Texas, and we traded the next day, and I owned this derelict Lockheed that had been sitting for 12 years.
Wow, and yes, we just talked to the folks over on the 195 there, and those are beautiful aircraft over there, and also someone with a 196. Now, can people go up for a ride in this, or can they look at it, and do you fly it?
We fly it to air shows, to Sun and Fun, Oshkosh, most air shows in the southeast, and unfortunately, I cannot give rides in it due to my insurance regulations, but we're happy for everyone to come out, enjoy it, and take a look at it, and I'll be happy to show anyone that wants to see the interior.
Okay, great. Now this, you know, I know a little bit about Beech-18 and all. How does this compare?
It's basically, they look very much alike. Actually, Beechcraft copied this Lockheed, and the first Beech flew, I guess, in 1937. But I've flown both. I love both the Beech and the Lockheed, but the Lockheed's a little friendlier airplane to fly.
Now, who would have been a typical customer for this type of airplane back then?
Excellent question. The Lockheed 10s, which Amelia flew, were mostly airliners at the time. The Lockheed 12, this aircraft, ended up going to mostly oil companies. Gulf Oil Company, Texas Company, Texaco, Kerr McGee Oil Company in Oklahoma owned this particular Lockheed.
I'll be darned. And the reason it went to most oil companies is why?
Well, it was the fastest aircraft in the air at the time, faster, in fact, than anything the military had in 1936. And they're spacious. It holds a total of 8 people, 6 passengers, carry about anything you can put in it. They were just, it was the Learjet of the day.
It looks more like a Gulfstream of the day. It seems pretty big on the inside there. Does this also have some way of having meals or any, hot water and a lav?
No, it's not that sophisticated. It does have a lav. Yes, it's got a potty, and they catered the thing, I'm sure, with sandwiches and coffee, what have you.
Other than the obvious that the reason why this was chosen for the movie, why was it chosen, and how did they get in touch with you?
They were looking for a Lockheed 10E, and that's what Amelia was lost in, but. They couldn't find a flying Lockheed 10, so they found me, contacted me. This Lockheed looks very much like Amelia's Lockheed, just a little bit smaller. But they contacted me and asked me if I'd be interested, and I said yes.
Now, this plane here, are there others that fly, and what kind of condition are they in?
Yeah, I think there's about 20 of these on the registry, U.S. registry, but I know of about 6 to 8 that are flying, and I don't know about the rest of them, but I think there's 6 or 8 flying.
Well, this is a really gorgeous plane. So how much time does it take to keep it like this? I mean, it's just so shiny. There's no oil dripping from it, and it's just a terrific-looking plane with all the decals. It looks like everything works properly, and it's tough to find anything wrong with it. I'm looking at it right now. How many hours do you put in on this?
Well, thanks for noticing all that. It took us 17 years to completely rebuild this Lockheed. It was taken completely apart. Every nut, bolt, pulley, cable, screw wire has been replaced, engines rebuilt, landing gear removed, rebuilt, rebushed. It's essentially a brand new Lockheed 12, and it's flown now 300 hours trouble free. It's providing us excellent service.
Great, and you're going to be here, I think you said, till Saturday, and leaving, say, Saturday morning. So if the people want to come see you anytime, they can come out here. It's over there where all the other, just near the Warbirds, on the runway, actually, runway 5, near a lot of the airliners, next to a B-25. And I think this is definitely one you want to come out and take a picture of. If you've seen the movie, you'll recognize the airplane. It's a gorgeous plane. And, Joe, I really appreciate your taking time. Is there anything else you want to tell our listeners?
Well, I hope they will take the time. Most people are here going to be out walking around looking at the airplanes, but you'll enjoy looking at the Lockheed. And, in fact, the door, inside the door when we were making the movie, Hilary Swank signed the door. So it's interesting to see her little signature on there.
That must have been terrific. Well, thanks so much again. This is Carl Valeri reporting for Sun and Fun Radio right here at the end of Runway 5. You can see this beautiful Lockheed. It's gorgeous. And like I said, this is definitely one you want to take some pictures of. Thanks so much, Joe.
Okay, thank you.